This is CliffCentral.com.
What up, people of the world? You hanging out with Malcolm Julian Riabito Cecilia.
The one and only.
We are the worst guys. And this is the greatest show in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Here we go. At a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me,
so I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, Roger. Go home, Roger.
Who's Roger, bro?
Hey, man. Roger Federer. Roger Federer.
What up, everybody?
We're celebrating Women's Day today. You know, it's the month of the ladies, you know. But I'm thinking a lot about this whole idea, Women's Day.
Hey, man. You know, it's so funny that it's in the 9th of August, you know.
Yeah.
Six upside down is
it's the 9 now.
6-9. Hey, you know what I'm saying? So many implications here. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
You couldn't write that shit yourself, man. You couldn't write that shit.
Hey,
yeah,
what
so
are you saying? I have a ghostwriter. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, your ghostwriter is G-O-D, bruh. The best writer there is, my boy. Anyway, yeah, so we're celebrating Women's Month, and we're going to be talking to a couple of ladies, because, you know, every now and again, our podcast is quite the sausage fest. I won't even lie. When was the last time we had a lady in the studio? Can
Little
you remember?
Red. Little Red.
Little Red. Okay, cool. That was a while ago. Hit that podcast up at The Worst Guys on CliffCentral.com. Please also subscribe to our show, man. You can do that now and you can get the podcast hot off the press.
Yeah.
You know what it is, man. How's it going, my boy?
No, I'm living. You know, it ain't nothing but the hustle. It just keeps on going, bro.
Yeah, I see you wearing your gym tights today.
Hey, bro.
Are you going into the gym, getting in there?
It's not just the thing that you do when you go to the gym. It's a lifestyle, my boy.
Yeah.
I've got my gym tights on, the shorts on top of the tights. Then,
yeah.
You know, can you read the back of this t-shirt?
Oh, shit. You know? Soli de Gloria. Dio Gloria. WFF, World Fitness Federation International.
That's what I'm saying, Victoria, dog.
Classic.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Pro amateur, bruh.
You ripping. You
I'm
ripping. Rip it. We have ripped it. Oh, man. No. But I can see the progress. The work is showing, and that's always a good thing.
Hey,
man.
Let me tell you, last week, Rina was even giving me the eye, like, yeah, I see you working out in the gym quite hard. I'm like,
that's the best part. That's the best part of actually working out, when other people start to notice, because you notice earlier than everybody else, no?
Hey, bruh.
Yeah, when other people start to notice, like, yeah, I am getting buff.
This is exactly what it feels like. Oh, my God.
Yo, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. We are the worst guys, the show about changing the world. That's all it's about, yo.
I won't lie, what you did last week with
that auto-tune,
it's so lit.
It's wavy. I'm gonna start doing that a whole lot more. So talk like this, you know, I'm not wheezy or we do the whole podcast like this from here on out, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so yeah, man, we have an awesome guest in studio today, Sanelle. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm alright.
Easy.
Yeah, I just want to point it out. It's
yeah.
My first time on radio.
Take it easy. Shout out to Sanelle. It's a first time on radio. But it's cool. This isn't even radio. This is Cliff Central. This is
exactly.
Where we...
Exactly, it's on another level,
we
right?
Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, you know. So we're really, really glad to have you here. And this being your first radio experience
is...
Awesome.
Imagine that, like, your first radio experience, you already start...
At the top. you peak too soon.
You guys can imagine how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
You guys
are talking
about glory on this side. Like, I'm feeling glory.
cool. No, you're celeb for the day. So, anyway, Sanelle Masina is a makeup artist. She works for Supriya. I'm sure a lot of the ladies know the story. You know, this is partly going to be an educational podcast for us, especially because there's a lot about this makeup life cosmetic life, should I say, rather, that I don't understand personally. I don't know how much you know about
it. Hey, dog, when you live with two females the majority of your life, bruh. I mean, my dad's there as well, but it was just me, my mom, and my sister most occasions.
Mm.
Hey, let me tell you, you learn about concealer, eyeliner, you know, blush.
Yeah, you see, so you know some stuff.
You can make yourself blush. That's how fuck it is.
Oh, wait. Okay, so we're going to learn a little bit more. And we also have a special treat for our friend at Cliff Central, Simpiwe. Simpiwe, say what up to the people.
What up?
Easy. So tell me how you feel about makeup before we start today. Because the whole idea of the show is that we want to treat somebody to a makeup, a makeover rather. But you tell me that you don't really... fucks with makeup. Tell me a little about that. What is your idea behind it?
I don't wear makeup because my sister don't wear makeup.
Your older sister?
Yeah, she's 8 years older than me, and I've learned a lot from her. And because she wasn't interested in it, we literally don't have any makeup things whatsoever. I think the only thing we have is like lip gloss and lipstick, and that's it.
Is this ancestral? So it's in the whole family?
Yeah, it is. Like, even my grandmother wasn't a makeup person, my aunts, it's a family thing where we just not into makeup. And for me, like, the only time I've put on makeup is when I've done a shoot.
Yeah,
that's the only time. Other than that, I'm natural all day, every day, y'all.
That's dope. That's all. Shout out to that as well. But I want to know, what do you do when you go to formal occasions? You know, weddings, something, a ball or some sort. Wherever, okay, whenever you're wearing high heels, because that's when I feel like the makeup tends to come out. Whenever women are wearing high heels.
Child, I'm so natural. It's not even funny.
You go to a formal occasion like a wedding. Like,
yeah, then the only thing I put on is lipstick. And I have my heels, and yes, my face is to go, honey. So,
That's dope. So do you judge people who wear makeup? Do you think there's something wrong with doing that, or it's unnecessary to an extent?
No, do you, boo-boo?
Like,
if you want to put makeup on, cool, but don't try force me now to wear makeup all day, every day.
Yeah.
I'm not that person. I'm not that girl.
See, we need more people like you. Yeah, too many females hitting another female, man.
Yeah, like, it's like the... natural versus weave. Like, do what makes you feel comfortable and what makes you feel sexy. Like, you can't be hating on me because I'm like, okay, I don't want to wear weave. That's rubbish.
Yeah.
Don't hate on me because I'm not doing makeup and concealers. I don't even know what that is. You know?
Wait, you don't know what that is.
I don't know.
You don't learn it.
Like, I'm like, what the hell is rehab talking about? What's this?
You know?
Yeah. So hopefully, I'll as I've seen on the reality TV shows, my face will be beat for the gods.
Yeah. It'll be. We'll have a before and after for the people to see. You can catch it at the _worst guys. So Sanelle is gonna do something light for you since you do like it natural. It doesn't have to be too hectic. You can guide her throughout the process. I mean, we'll be talking throughout the show, and then we'll see what the final product is. And you must tell us if you're happy with it. That's ultimately the most important thing. Because if you actually can wear makeup, we need to discover if Supriya is the place to be, if Sanele's got the skills, you know, that's what I say. Because we also want to highlight Sanele and we'll talk about what she does a little bit later on in the show. But I want us to get started. Sanele, are you ready? I see you've got a makeup kit here.
Super ready.
Okay,
super
so
ready.
Tell us a little bit about the actual story of makeup. You know, how did this all start? Is this from?
Okay.
we're going all the way back, Yeah.
So I did makeup artistry.
Yeah.
So it's basically more into like TV makeup, prosthetics, and all of that stuff.
Okay.
So before you can actually go anywhere, you need to start somewhere. So for me, a makeup store was the first place I started. So this is actually my first proper makeup job after my course. And it's been amazing.
Yeah.
So her opinion is very, very amazing.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
But I just want to highlight that when you wear makeup, wear it like an accessory.
Oh, yes.
When you wear your weave, wear it like an accessory.
Yes.
I'm a natural girl. Like, I'm super natural. Outside of my work, people are in this belief that I can actually go a day without wearing any makeup.
Yep.
And it's not because I'm tied to this, but it is my career. I love it, and I love doing it. I love making women feel amazing about themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what I do every day when I go to Supriya.
Yeah.
So I help women try to accentuate what they already have so they come out looking even more beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm about to do.
Yeah. That's what I've always felt is the purpose of makeup is not to actually change what you look like.
Exactly.
It's just to enhance your features that are already there.
Yo, did you hear the choice of words? To accentuate beauty that's already there.
Hey,
but to almost.
Nyabong, eh?
Cool. Yeah, man. Because a lot of people actually tell me, I like the fact that we actually have a good contrast now between women who love makeup, women who don't, and we're trying to understand the value of it and the value of women in society in general. We'll talk about that a little bit more as the podcast goes on. But what I do understand from what I've heard, you know, there are a lot of women who actually enjoy the process of putting makeup on themselves, you know, how to do it better, you know, what to actually use. So maybe while you're going ahead, we'll talk about what you're using on the particular type of skin tone. Simpiwe is a, what can I call you, cappuccino brown?
Yes, I think
yellow bone.
No, guys. I'm not a yellow bone.
Okay, we'll say cappuccino brown.
No, but I'm not a yellow bone, guys. Like, there's chicks out here that are super light. Like,
you're doing a yellow bone tendency.
No,
I'm not a yellow bone.
I'm not a yellow bone. I would say caramel, yes.
Okay,
but then what is yellow bone then? I say caramel.
Yellow. Caramel is caramel. Yellow is this Cliff Central banner.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
My skin is black.
I just need to highlight. Yes. She is a yellow bone. Her undertone is yellow. That's how I would find her base right now.
Her base. All right. Okay, cool. So, yeah, you'll just talk to us a little bit about what you're doing and what kind of things people can do to enhance their makeup life at home. What are the best kind of products to just keep as a base, you know?
Startup kit.
Yeah. All okay, right. cool. So, do you wanna stand up? Yeah, for sure. Okay, the microphone does go up a little bit. But Simpiwe, you'll be sitting down, I presume, right?
She's sitting.
If you can just move a little bit closer.
Okay. So you work at Supriya. This is a store in Sandton, right? This is right at the escalators when you enter where the Checkers floor is. I always see flames there. I don't even want to lie. It's just like, yo. Nah, these guys know what they're doing, man. I don't know if it's the makeup, but y'all look good in there.
I'm not trying to throw shade or anything, but I see a couple of other makeup stores, and obviously you've got your department stores like Edgar's and your Starterfords, you know, RIP to Starterfords because they're closing down.
RIP.
Yeah. And obviously you've got the MUAs, the makeup artists that also work there. But I've never seen a store as busy as Cypria, bruh.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm always passing there.
Plug in.
maybe it's because I'm always passing there, but hey, bruh.
Yeah,
surely if you've got that kind of foot flow, there's something that you guys are doing right. So we're about to find out.
All right, so what are you putting on her face now? This is base.
So this is called a primer.
Yeah.
It's basically to protect the skin, and it acts like a cover before you put on any makeup.
Okay, because it looks kind of moist.
It is very moist.
Okay, so this is before. All I know is base. That's the only word I know from
you. You know
makeup.
More than me, Mark.
Alright, cool. So yeah, while you're doing that, we're going to talk a little bit about just the value of women in our society and and what it is exactly that men can and can't say. You know, we're getting into this age where feminism is taking over. If you're not a feminist, you're an idiot. So we're trying to find where men fit in this picture. Well, this is for me personally because I consider myself a feminist, and I still do realize that a lot of the things I do are misogynistic or bigoted a lot of the time, and I want to try curb that. You know, we need to try understand the female perspective, because it's obviously been shut down for hundreds of years.
Hardcore.
It's been shut down for hundreds of years. We haven't been listening to what women have been saying since the beginning of time. But now they've got...
Maybe you. I have been listening.
No. I mean, like...
In a general sense.
In human society. Like.
I thought you're trying to call me out on my savage ways. Dog. Let me be a savage in peace, bro.
No. I'm just saying in general. You know, we're only starting to really hear the voice of the feminines. And we're trying to understand the value of women in our society. In our lives, what is the value of a woman in your life, Mopoe?
Hey, when I get to thinking of the value of a woman, first person I actually even think about to help me describe this would be my mom.
Old lady, obvi, always the old lady, number one woman in every nigga's life.
The value of a woman is, you know, is life.
Yes.
Life stems from a
That's
woman.
That's the perfect way to describe it. I honestly thought we're going to have a whole... You know, the podcast is over, guys. We're just going to take
it's
the
a
pictures.
Rap.
It's a wrap. Yeah, but I completely agree with you. Women are the source of life, no?
Yeah, and if we keep killing them like this, then ain't going to be no more life. That's why Drake is out here. More life.
More life.
More women.
That's why he's bopsing all the women. It's like, more life.
Fuck that nigga that you love so bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, women, that's where life stems from. And speaking of, you know, we can touch a little bit on the idea of the right to choose. You know, women and abortion, or not getting an abortion, keeping the child. You know, in this conversation, let's say hypothetically, you make somebody pregnant. Where do you see yourself in this conversation with your lady? The first thing she tells you is like, "Rehab, I'm pregnant."
Yeah.
What do you
okay,
say?
Okay, like honestly speaking, all right. The fact that she has to carry the child, I have a say, yes, because it's my DNA that she's carrying.
Yeah.
But her say outweighs mine 50-1.
Okay, okay. I can agree with that.
Her say outweighs mine 50-1. Number one. Number two.
What would you say?
What would I say to
you? Yeah, she just told you, "Rehab, I'm pregnant."
Hey, actually, first thing I asked, how do you... Okay, well, obviously, girl.
No.
But if some random came up to me, "Hey, yo, I'm pregnant," I'm like, "Hey, that ain't mine."
Yeah. You have to ask, though. Like, yeah, it's a gross, you know, question, but I mean, you never know. These hoes ain't loyal. You never know, really.
Yeah. So, and my father did the same thing. Like, I played an April Fool's joke in him, like, in high school, all right? I sat him down, I'm like, "Hey, yo, timer, just listen. So my girl's pregnant, hey?" I was like, this is when I knew my dad is a real G. The first question he asked me, not, you know, "Oh shit, how old is she? No. Yeah, but how do you know it's yours?"
Yeah, that's gangster.
You know.
But it's because there's no way of telling. There's no real way of telling. Okay.
There's no real way. Well, there is, but it's a lengthy process.
Yeah. No, this topic reminds me of Frank Ocean's "We All Try." Yeah, "I believe a woman's temple gives her the right to choose, but baby, don't abort. I believe that marriage isn't between a man and a woman, but between love and love." He's just being actually going on to that, homies like Frank Ocean. Do you think there's anything gay about wearing makeup? Or...
Not really. Yeah. You got niggas who are ultra metro out here. I wouldn't be surprised if David Beckham wears makeup.
Yeah. I'm sure he does.
I wouldn't be surprised if Pharrell William puts on base and concealer.
Yeah.
That nigga's been looking too fresh for too long. It's gotta be makeup.
It's gotta be makeup. Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously for productions, like, I myself have worn makeup when you're going on TV or whatever the case may be, but I'm talking, you know, that everyday kind
day
of day.
So yeah. Easy kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Not as buck as him, but like, hey.
Hey, sometimes he looks like a real drag queen, you know.
You know?
Yeah.
But I guess it's, you know, personal perspective, and it's your own choice, bruh.
Yeah.
If you want to, do you. There's some cases where a guy has walked into the store and I couldn't tell that he had makeup on. But one of my female associates would come up to me and is like, "Yo, did that guy really have makeup on like that? Like, how intense is that?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "No, you're lying. Where did he have makeup on?"
Did you ask me?
No. He had base on. I'm like, "Hey, how do you know? How do you see these things?" She's like, "Ah, no, he didn't get the, you know, that mix right from the face until the neck.
He didn't blend.
Wow.
He didn't go to Supriya.
Yeah.
Because there was a contrast between like his jawline and his neck, and I was I looked, guy, like, "Hey, bana."
You actually noticed it.
Yeah, you know.
Wild.
So, quick question.
Yes.
Can you guys tell when a girl's got makeup or when a girl doesn't have makeup?
I won't lie. Not all the time.
Yeah, I think I can.
I think it's only with the buck things.
Yeah, like lips, obviously. Lips are the biggest one. Yeah. Eyeshadow.
These days, we can't consider like lipstick
makeup.
Every girl does.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I can. But a question for you, actually, just going back to this topic: do you find men coming into the store, and if they do come into the store, what kind of makeup do they ask for from you guys?
Okay, so I've had like two experiences so far since I've been working with Supriya with two men. The one guy was going to Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, so that's acceptable.
Oh, okay, I see.
So I had to create like a crazy look on him, which turned out really nice. He liked it.
Yeah, he was just watching. But he's still like, I still need to turn up.
Yeah. Of course, he wanted to.
Yeah, okay.
And then the second guy was some random guy, sorry, but he was random, and he walked into the store and he says, I'm going on an interview. Can you just put some bass on me? Make me look nice, because I need to get this deal. So I was like, okay, I'll make you look good.
Makeup will seal the deal, close the job.
But that goes...
if he's blended.
Yeah.
That goes hand in hand with a caption that I put on one of my pictures. It's a well-known saying, you know, when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you do good. Yeah. You know? So it's all about, you know, making yourself feel good. It's like waking up in the morning and meditating for some people.
Yeah.
It's like waking up in the morning and going to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and I love the way she actually said, it's an accessory.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think guys should, have, that much of an opinion on this shit. You know how guys always want to bash girls on social media? Nah.
I like it all natural.
I like it all natural. Nah, this chick's got too much makeup on.
Yeah.
Like, my guy, okay, maybe you should hit the gym. Let's start there.
You know? You see, but if we're talking about feminism now, this is what I want to get to is, this idea of the fact that women are the ones who wear makeup, you know?
Yeah.
That's just the idea. You know, we've spoken to her, there have been a couple of guys who've gone in, but there hasn't been anybody consistently going. And I'm trying to figure out, why is it that women want to wear makeup? Why is it that women want to enhance their beauty? Is there a lot more social pressure on women to be beautiful than there is on men?
Nah, not even. I don't
think. What do you think, Sanani?
Men are visual creatures.
All right.
Yeah. So that's the, like, if a female looks more attractive,
yeah,
you know, you have more guys
more,
hitting on
more
her.
Opportunity
but,
for
but again, but again, we don't yeah. do it for the guys. We
yes.
do it for the guys, but yeah. it kind of makes you feel good. Like I said, it's an accessory. It's like that gold chain you have, you know.
Yeah. It's your bling. It's your swag.
It's your swag.
Your it's kicks. Your fresh kicks. Your flat peak cap. All right, because at the end of the day, we have to realize, even in a feminist world, men and women are different.
Just open
and
if we weren't different, then
what would be the point?
Exactly.
Yeah, See, but this is the thing. Now we get into that feminist conversation about things like shaving your legs. Some women don't like shaving, but there's a social pressure for women to shave their legs and you know, shave their underarms. I don't shave my underarms for shit, dog. In fact, I don't even, you know, my girl one time, she told me she likes the way my armpits smell when I've had a rough day. I'm like, yes, sis, I'm never showering again.
Nah. you know, I had to shave my armpits for the bodybuilding competition.
Oh, hectic.
You know, but like, just in general, I don't as well. And my mom was like to me, hey, mellow shave. Hey, the armpits out the tank. And I'm just like, no, like, I ain't trying to shave. My sister was even like, nah, let the nigga be, man.
He doesn't want to shave. Yeah, no, I completely agree with that, because I don't see, you know, for me, I honestly do prefer a woman who's shaven and, you know, takes care of herself. Actually, that's the only thing.
You see,
it's not a shave.
Yeah, no, but I feel like I take care of myself. I trim where I need to trim, if you know what I'm saying. But I feel like also as a man, to have, you know, some hairs, you know, it's like, yeah, if I go out.
See, there you're going with your masculinity tendencies.
Yeah,
yo, as a man.
Yeah, we've mentioned that men and women are different.
Yeah, okay, sharp. But at the same
we need to decipher, you know, what are the big differences so that we can get to that point of equality. Because I think what we're struggling with is the idea that, you know, men and women want to be the same.
Yeah.
I don't think they do. I think we are completely different, but the equality, we need to find that balance in equality. And that's why I'm saying, like, there's still stuff like, you know, a woman, this is one thing that always kills me, because a woman will say, no, it's good for a man to be emotional. He must let his emotions out. But
yeah, if you are just being a bitch,
you're crying on your woman's pillow, it's going to be like, yes, look at this bitch, nigga, man. Cause women are strong, bro. That's the thing. And they can see, it's like, nah. I ain't gonna be with a crying nigga.
I just want to touch on that note that you made about you like a woman that's clean shaven, you know. Just because it's not shaven, it doesn't mean it's not clean. You know, at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I love the forest. I love the Amazon.
Cabin in a dip, you know.
Cabin in a little bit of Amazon myself.
Go hunting.
I'm Tarzan, nigga. Set me free up in this motherfucker, swinging from branch to branch, you know.
Going to get some Mary Jane, you know what I'm saying?
I'd even like to see if she likes her hair braided, you know.
Yeah.
Talk about the one on the head, though. You imagine. What would you do? Actually, just side note. What would you do if you found that your girl's pubic area is braided? It'll be so lit.
This is a dope ass style, man. Where did you get this done? I need to go get a booking there.
Yes.
I honestly think we should start doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Art must flow all the way to the pubis. Start doing hairstyles on your pubic.
I'm thinking of actually getting dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks, my boy. My pubic hair is going to be Rastafari, man.
Sure. We can start a trend. Worst guys
braiding their pubes and getting dreadlocks down there. You know?
That's how we do it.
Oh man, this is so great. Yeah. Okay. We mentioned that men and women are different, but we're trying to find this area of equality, right? This place where both men and women can be the gender that they are and still have some equality. Because, you know, we played that tape of Serena Williams last week mentioning how much harder women have to work in order to achieve a white man's salary. And, you know, we need to start thinking about, okay, how do we tackle the salary gap, you know, the wage gap.
Besides that, just the voice as well. In this life, in our lifetime, do you think that women, the voice of a woman, you know, would be more heard, or do you think it's just going to deteriorate or remain the same as it is right now?
Well, it's definitely going up. The future is definitely feminine. You know, this is actually what I wanted to get to. You know, there's this idea of the future being feminine. So men have been winning since the beginning, right?
Obviously.
But now the future is changing because we are actually starting to listen to women. But do you see women being in charge, taking the lead eventually? Maybe not even in your lifetime, but in the future itself. Do you see that happening?
How comfortable would you be with that? Personally, how comfortable would you be?
I don't think it really matters. I think we're both humans, so there's reason and rationale in us. I don't think the gender actually makes that much of a difference.
True.
I do think that the value of women would be greater in leadership positions because I think there'd definitely be less war because women use logic to resolve disputes. I think there'll be a big dispute. Yeah, sometimes they use tears, and then you have to apologize.
It works, though. Yeah. Imagine if every woman had to cry tomorrow.
Exactly. It's actually one of my gags. It's actually one of my jokes.
They bombed us.
Oh my gosh. What are we going to do?
Russia will apologize.
Yeah, right?
She knows she was wrong.
otherwise,
no more resources for you, if you know what I'm saying.
When you have to apply for a visa, then you're babe, can I go to... No, no, you can't go to France. You can't. Shit.
Yeah. So I definitely think there'd be a less violence. But I'm not going to say that women are perfect creatures.
Yeah.
Just like men aren't perfect creatures. I know some evil fucking women in my life. I'm that nigga who lived with that Cinderella stepmom type of shit. It was crazy.
Dude, there was even a group of girls, a gang of girls in Bloemfontein that rode around, four girls that rode around in a city golf, all right?
Yeah.
And all of them were HIV positive.
Oh,
and
I
they would
the
pick
story.
Up straight guys who would be so gullible. These fuck boys, these screw boys.
Yeah, because they just want to fuck.
And then they'd be like, yeah, you down to have a fivesome with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get down.
Yeah,
make
yeah.
Get
yeah.
out of that guy. Next thing, guy wakes up in the morning, cuckoo. He's got HIV, doesn't even know. Next thing, his body's deteriorating.
He's like,
it's down with him.
Yeah. So let's not lie and say that women are perfect creatures. I don't know what it would be like if they were in leadership positions. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen that yet. What would their flaws be? I think men's flaws is that, you know, we use strength and violence to a large degree. But I don't know. Maybe women would use the cold shoulder to
a large
degree.
But it takes
a
lot to get the bad side out of a woman. Like, ooh. I think women are more naturally
emotionally intelligent.
Yeah, then and are able to control their emotions.
Yeah.
But if you take a woman to the edge,
yeah, you're never going back. Yeah. That's when the coldness really comes out. I'm telling you, we wouldn't see summer.
Like even with
we wouldn't see the sun.
Even with Morgan, like I know if there's a difference between all of our OKs when you're chatting.
The different types of OKs.
OKAY. There's OK, and then there's a K.
Yeah.
I know if I get this one, I'm just okay. What's wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah, what happened? You're going to learn today. Yeah. So then check out for your ladies' OKs, guys. They mean something. So your future, your feminine future, do you see it as a possibility? What do you think it would be like?
Yeah, dude. I'm all for experimenting as well.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like in order to move forward, we got to try new things. If it works, great. If it doesn't, so be it. Let's try a different method.
Yeah.
You know, putting a woman in charge, we all have our opinions of, oh, it might turn out like this, it might turn out like that. It could turn out completely different to the way we actually foresee it. Let's just try it out. You'll never know until you try out. It's like somebody saying, what would you do if you were in this situation? You could say some shit, but if you're in that situation, it's completely different.
Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying. So in terms of the workplace and equality in the workplace and just in general, how far do you still think we are from getting there? Can I ask you, a woman, actually, Simpiwe, can you tell me, how far do you think we are from getting to that point of equality between men and women? Let's say in the workplace, because equality is a broad statement.
I think in South Africa, we're still a long way. I think we've only reached like 30%, if you have to put it in numbers. And I'm going to take something as simple as ilobola, you know, mm-hmm. where we kind of seeing females now being the ones that are part of the negotiation.
Yeah.
I was raised in an all-female household, so I'm not going to get my uncle, I'm going to get my gran.
Cool.
So it's kind of those small changes that are happening, if we look at it in a society. And then business-wise, we are seeing the females enter into those leadership positions.
Yeah.
But the baton is not being passed to other females. So you have that one female who's an executive what that one empty that one what and you kind of need more. You need a good number where it's 50-50. And I think we still have a long way to go, because I think one thing about females, we have this rep of not empowering each other.
Nah.
So we rather wait. No, I'm saying we have this thing. You know,
it's
you'll hear females say, you know, I'd rather chill with the guys because there's no stress. You know, there's no shade. So it's trying to get that perception also changed, that, you know, there are females that have only female friends that empower each other and that actually do good and pass on that baton to say, yeah, I've made a girl. This is what you have to do. Get a mentor. Do this. Do that.
So
that information is still scarce, I would say, even though we're living in an era where Google's right at your fingertips. And you're like, how do you do this? How do you do that? But I think we're still a long way. Like 30%,
30% is not good enough. Not good enough. Imagine if you got 30% for an exam.
It's a pass.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. Some high schools in this country, it's a pass. Damn.
But I have seen an increased amount of like women empowerment forums and then talks and gatherings.
And social media is very crucial. Yeah.
You know, I'll say, like, for example, in terms of the plus size model community.
Yeah.
No, there's so much support for those women out there.
Yeah.
They have a community of their own. Like,
whenever
somebody comes, tries to sort of shade,
they all gang up on them. Yeah, it's like the Bay Hive.
Get the fuck out of here.
And also just the celebration of black women in particular.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because they the most overlooked a group of people the earth has seen, you know.
Right. My skin is black.
So Simpiwe brought up a really interesting point, you know, feminism stemming down or going all the way down to our cultural backgrounds, especially as Africans and South Africans. Now, this idea of lobola to me has always been a bit bizarre. But now she's mentioning her aunt now is going to be part of the negotiations, which is
grand,
which is unprecedented. You know, just by the way, I'm just saying, you're looking so fly from what Salil has been doing so far. I can't wait to see. I'm gonna take your word on it. You'll see. I'm telling you, it's blazing. Anyway, so excuse me. So we have this stemming down to the cultural roots, especially of us South Africans, where there is a big role of patriarchy still. You know, patriarchy is still a big part of our African culture. The man is always the leader of the household, and what he says goes. And women still have to play this domestic role, especially if you go back to the rules in Makaya. You know, in the city it's a bit different. But yeah, that's the whole thing about Africans, that we kind of live in two different worlds at the same time. So I don't know if we can ever reach a real place of equality all the way down to our culture. Because, I mean, do you think it'll get to the point where Lobola is paid by a woman? Or does that even matter?
In some cultures it is.
Yeah. Oh, like dowry, India. Yeah. So this is just our system.
Yeah, it's just the way we've chosen to be. Yeah.
And honestly speaking, I know we haven't spoken about this in a while, but my opinions of Lobola are starting to change and grow as I'm growing and getting older. It's not really about buying the woman. You know,
it's
really not. It's more the culture, more proving yourself as somebody who is able and capable to be with somebody else, you know, because you can lie to yourself all you want, but money is a very important part of a relationship. Stability is a very important part of a relationship. Being able to eat is a very important part of the relationship. So you need to be able to pull your weight. And I think that's what Lobola represents, because for women carry so much weight just by being woman.
I saw this other post, I think it was on Instagram, about how, you know, guys shaming women who don't go for broke guys. And then some woman explained it, like, how can you expect, I think it was a guy actually, how can you expect a woman to go to a broke guy and leave her household where her dad is looking after her,
and
you
it's
know,
dope, it's
keeping high standards, high regards for his daughter. You know, now you expect her to leave that household and just go
crash on a couch with you now.
You know what I'm saying? For example, so when a woman leaves her family, you know, she shouldn't necessarily have to downgrade her lifestyle.
Yeah,
it should either be maintained or upgraded.
Yeah. Yeah, for
sure. Simple as that.
Yeah, so yeah, this is also what I'm starting to see about this Lobola idea. You know, for a long time I had ideas, you know, patriarchy was just enforcing itself again, which I still think it might be a little bit, but it is cultural. And like we've established, you know, men and women are different, and men and women do have different roles. But I think the important factor in this Lobola idea is that men need to show themselves in some way. Because as a man, you could literally chill and cruise and not contribute. As a woman, if you're building a family, it's compulsory to contribute. You have to give birth to the child. Do you know what I'm saying? You have to go through that burden or strain. Whereas you could, as a man, you could literally just chill. If you're not working, you could stay at home. And then you can even go up and be like, ah, but I'm taking care of the kid. If your woman's working as well and coming home, like you, the house husband, for example, you'd still...
Shout out to all the house husbands.
Shout out to all the house husbands. Shout out. But yeah, I just think men need to show up in some way or regard, because yeah, women have been killing it. Okay, so it looks like we're done here. That didn't take too long. Selfie time. Ah!
What do you think?
I want to know.
Oh, wow.
you know that reaction. It reminds me of the mamas on Kumbile Kayo when they're
Darling, you're good.
No, so let me paint the picture.
Paint the picture.
I'm feeling like one of those actresses on Isibaya.
Yeah.
And it's like the way I've rolled it, there's like two lines. Yeah, so the ladies will know. And my skin is glowing.
That highlighter shirt.
Yes. It's not too much, but yeah. I can, you know, I'm
you
like, I'm looking at me. I'm like, child, I could marry you right now. Yes.
No, I'm glad you like
Yeah.
It.
I'll have it on for the whole day.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. The wipes can be thrown away now.
You know what? Cool, that's awesome. This is one of those looks like you can't go home until enough people have seen.
Yes. Maybe who wants to go out for drinks now?
Maybe you should organize a photo shoot now, since that's what you usually use it.
Yeah, you know.
I'm glad you like it. See, so there is a give and take when it comes to makeup.
Of course.
I'm feeling, you know, the way Supriya is looking now, I'm finna go to Supriya right now and get a young touch up there, get some base involved in my face, because I've never
seen my highlights
for the glow. Yeah, for the glow. Lately, I've been glowed up. Anyway, we've been having such a dope chat with you guys, man. Please hit us up on the Twitter streets at @_worst_guys if you have anything to say about the conversation. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, we just The Worst Guys. Facebook, it's the same. And yeah, man, let us know what you think. We're talking about the value of women in society and how do we actually get to that place of equality. Right after this, we'll be back. Yeah, that's the track, man. So sensual, man. That's a classic.
Hey, that's one that you gotta play in the background when you're doing jaunty things.
Candlelight.
Let us keep the show.
Incense flowing. And it's Women's Day. Treat her right. 20 minutes. Remember, we told y'all last week, if you ain't spending at least 20 minutes down there, you're wasting everybody's time.
Guys, right? You should not eat breakfast, lunch, or supper. Get home and eat pussy. Now I'm saying,
eat it up. It's Women's Day. And it's all about the ladies. You talk about the value of women in our society. And we just got Simpiwe over here to get her makeup done. She's looking fabulous. She's about to go book a photo shoot. Did you take around? I saw while we were playing the music during the break, you took a walk around. Were you showing yourself off to the rest of the Cliff Central crew? It was like, Bugan.
Yeah.
Shining.
Yeah. It's like so funny. A couple of days ago, see, I wanted to go and do drinks. And we were like, okay. I'm like, boy, let's go do drinks now. Let's go for drinks now.
So it's actually happening.
Like, I need to be seen. Not just by my people, you know.
Dope. No, that's fresh. So yeah, what we're going to do is talk a little bit about the news. This is a pre-record, so we don't have our special music. But we'll go in on that extra,
read all about it. Phase one, you're in trouble again. Extra, read all about it. Lifestyle.
All right. Enough of that. So, yeah, there's only one really interesting news story that's come up and given me my attention this past week is the whole idea of the Dacha couple. As you guys know, if you listen to the show, we are some weed enthusiasts.
So,
we're quite excited. I've been following the story for a long time, just with regards to the Dacha couple. Most people know about the fact that Dacha's been legalized in the home. Right, by the Western Cape High Court. But we actually trying to get it legal everywhere. I want to smoke asking a cop for directions. that's what I want my life to be like right now. I want to be on some, where do I go? Sharp officer. That's what I want for my life right now. So anyway, the Dacha couple has actually gotten to the point where they're actually fighting for us, the likes of the worst guys, in the courts. They actually finally doing the damn thing, because we wanted it to be legalized everywhere as opposed to just in the home. So the most interesting thing for me was what's her name, Myrtle Clark's response. She's the female counterpart of the Dacha couple, to the question of marijuana being a gateway drug. Do you think it's a gateway drug, my boy?
Far from it.
Yeah. She has a very interesting response that I'm going to right now. But let's talk about it for ourselves. You know, in your life, has smoking marijuana led to heroin?
No, not even. Doc, I've been in the vicinity of other drugs. If you've gone to Truth, there's quite many drugs out there besides weed.
Yeah,
like, you go to Truth,
yeah,
you ask, yo, sorry, dude, do you have a butt of weed on you? What, we? No,
they don't sell
that. Cocaine, I've got meth, I've got everything you need. I ain't got weed, bro.
Yeah. Weed is too low for the real druggies out here. Well, she just talks about the idea that, you know, people do drugs, you know, which ones is irrelevant. Because South Africa actually has a bad history when it comes to this, because we were actually the first country to criminalize marijuana. I don't know if you know this. I just want to go through a few of the benefits of this plant, man. There's actually so many, regardless of just smoking.
Hey, we'll be until kingdom come.
Yeah, but, you know, hemp has helped us with transportation. Hemp, Levi's used to make jeans out of hemp. It's actually the most fantastic plant there is. There's a commentary on this article about the Dacha couple and what they've been doing. And he says, hemp cloth is tougher and cheaper than cotton. Original Levi jeans were made from hemp. Henry Ford even built a Flivver, Ford's first successful commercial aircraft venture, in 1925, using hemp. Hemp is the only plant that sex is obvious and easily determined. One researcher said it was like it came from outer space. A fascinating and extremely useful plant. And there are even cannabinoid receptors that are located throughout the body, built in for the THC molecules to be found in the cannabis. Bruh, so your body is waiting for you to smoke up a doobie.
Hey.
That's what's happening
right
now.
The way God is sitting up in the clouds and he's just like chilling with his son Jesus. He's like, yo, watch me make this shit.
I'm gonna give these guys something.
I'm gonna make it so lit and they're gonna think it's so bad. Watch. You see, look at South Africa already illegalizing it.
Yeah. I know, they're launching us. Anyway, I finally managed to find this video. Let's play the response by Myrtle Clark. All right, this is on the Twitter streets.
Weed might try something harder.
Read the Bible,
I think that we've answered that question many, many times over the last years. I think that people who still think that it's a gateway drug have a personal responsibility to find out why there are not 20 million heroin addicts in South Africa when there are 20 million people who use this plant. Why is there not a scourge of heroin in the rural areas where this plant has grown? Why is the scourge of heroin and harder drugs only in the townships and only where people are battling to find work, where people are battling to live and make ends meet, where they have made a bad choice in their lives, in the idyllic rural areas where life is still hard, but they are surrounded by the Dhaka plant, there is not a scourge of harder drugs. So I think that people need to stop, please, asking us this question. They can have a look on our website and they can do their homework for once during the 7-year campaign.
Thank you very much, madam.
I've been doing this for seven years.
Yeah, she got so upset. But yeah, it's a lame question now, man. People smoke weed. It's just like people drink coffee, bruh. So now don't tell me coffee's a gateway drug. Man, come on. Wake up!
I'm gonna have to put a patent.
You do.
Wake up.
Trademark that shit. It's too good. Anyway, yeah, that's the only really interesting news that I'd like to talk about for this week. We're just gonna talk a little bit more to Sanele and talk to her about her plans for the future and where this makeup game is going, man. Sanele, tell us what's going on in your life and what do you see yourself doing in the future?
Yeah. All right. So right now, I'm actually working on my portfolio.
All right.
The next step is actually Fashion Week. So if I can get onto Fashion Week, that would be amazing. So I give myself pretty much the next 6 months. So next year, March, I stamp it. You guys are going to see me on Fashion Week, all my looks.
Right.
Yeah. Fashion Week, is this the same one that Mercedes-Benz, that CFA is with right now?
Speaking it into existence.
Oh, yeah. We're all about that.
So, yeah, I'm going to be doing that. And then hopefully also get onto ice modeling, because they're kind of like the big thing right now, and I'd love for them to actually feature me and see what I have to like provide for them.
Yeah.
Because I must say, makeup is not just an everyday thing, but it's also like an artistry, like I said. So I did makeup artistry and I'm about to show my artistry to them.
Yeah. What kind of things do you learn in the class? Like what are the
so
basics?
Prosthetics, creating creatures, creating zombies, creating theatrical looks. So making people look older, making people look younger.
I see. Do you have to have a degree in some sort of art background,
really, but it helps when you do, because then it's easier for you to create things in your head and actually make it live on a person. I didn't really do any art, but I come from a very artsy family.
Okay.
So yeah, my dad did a lot of artsy stuff. And
so do you plan on actually owning your own brand? Or what's the biggest goal? You know, when can you say
actually,
I made it?
Actually, you're quite right. My biggest goal is having my own brand.
Yeah.
I deal with a lot of people who come from different countries and they're always keen on finding like that South African brand that's actually made and like produced in South Africa. And I find that that's lacking at the moment. All our brands are kind of from everywhere else but South Africa.
So
if I can create a brand that's compatible for all these African women and European women, that would be for me the ultimate goal.
I see a lot of Europeans are actually, I don't want to say culture vultures, but they're more
looking
open
at Africa.
Yeah, they're looking. All eyes are on Africa these
days. Exactly, exactly.
And that's what I really appreciate about your vision there, is that we're starting to build our own as African people. Uh-huh. You know, last week we had the conversation about schools, you know, and what kind of education we're being taught in schools. And Riabese said we should actually build our own schools as Black people and Africans and teach our own history, just to start the revolution, which I think is still a big call. I mean, but we have time, right? While we're here, we might as well change some shit,
right?
You know? So yeah, I really do like that vision. So tell me, where can people find you or hit you up?
So I have my Facebook page. It's called at Man Can V.
Man Can
Just
V.
Like that.
Cool. Just the letter V.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Just the letter V. And then I am on Instagram as at Beleza _ L.
Cool. So yeah, hit Sanele up, man. She's done a fantastic job with Simpiwe over here. Can you concur, Simpiwe?
I second that.
Oh,
did a great job.
Awesome.
Her voice has even changed.
Yeah, she's got that confidence of a glowing up lady.
Sounds
right
like
now.
She went to UNIC high school and not the Chokwele secondary. I ain't trying to throw shade. Don't get it twisted. It's not about you.
Okay. Anyway, so it's really dope that this has happened. I'm really glad to have been with you guys in the studio.
Yay.
To see somebody who is, let's say, a little bit skeptical, at least in the beginning, to actually enjoy.
Yeah, you guys should see her now. She's
we'll
like
post the pictures for
back.
Sure. We'll post
I
the pictures.
I was super uptight. I was super nervous, you know, because I was even asking Mark, like, can I see her work? I'm like, what's she gonna do on my face? And now I'm
it's
chilling.
Sensitive. Yeah, that's the money maker. You can't take risks.
Yo, it is. Hey, this cool. is just, and I can actually say my face is beat to the gods.
cool. No, we're glad you enjoyed it. It's been so dope hanging out with you guys. Please do subscribe to our podcast. We're gonna wrap up with a Worst Guy Cypher, as we always do. My show is tonight. If you're listening today, this is the 9th of August. If you are listening live at this time, which is 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be performing at Parker's Comedy Club. Please do come and join us. Women get in for free, actually, today. So yeah, homies, if you wanna pull up a young surprise for your lady, just tell her to come through. Then you only have to pay for your ticket. You don't even have to tell her. So yeah, please do come join us tonight at Parker's Comedy Club. Other than that, we're gonna wrap up with a Worst Guy Cypher.
Shout out to my housemates, since it is Women's Day.
Here we are.
So yeah, I just like to say holla holla to you girls, Mia, Christina, Jess, who's in Europe right now at Letter Draw as we speak.
Flourishing, we international.
Yep. I'd like to say big ups to you guys. You guys have actually been a part of my growing experience, my adulting. I want to say big ups to you guys on Women's Day. Stay the wonderful woman that you are. And Christina, who just recently opened up her own bar in New Dorfontein, I'd like you guys to actually check it out. Young woman who's actually doing it big.
Shout out. I'd like to send a shout out. Anyway, that's been a dope session, man. You've been chilling with the Worst Guys, and we're about to go in right now.
Yeah. Beat to fire, it malfunctioned technology. Hey, we back with the Worst Guys. Worst Guys is no surprise. Super size on the milk fries. Milk Ooh. Fries for the super size with the milk shade on the super side. Super size, I'm super saiyan, I'm going insane.
I'm super wise, I'm super fly, I'm super guy. I'm like I'm wearing a tie, I'm wearing a bow tie, cause I'm so fly, you know why.
You know why I'm a worst guy, you cannot deny that I am so fly, it looks like I am too high.
More life, I might marry your wife, cause she don't like you when Mark and Julie come through.
Hey, when R.E.H.A.D. come too, you know what we do. Worst guys, they do you not to do me.
Yo, we are the crew, spitting what we do, live on the studio, yo, we know what to do.
Women's Day, yo, Women's Day, we do it for the Women's Day. Women's Day said Women's Day, we do it for the Women's Day.
Every day I go and pray, look after the woman today, cause my mama be stressing, but I'm gonna give her them blessings.
I said black is beautiful, everybody you all equal, women too and men too, y'all should all just come through.
The future is feminine,
but we all gonna win. Cause everything has gotta change, the revolution's on its way.
It's about the mentality, rapping like Weezy. I got that auto-tune in my voice. I got that auto-tune in my lungs. I got that auto-tune in my bums.
Auto-tune in my bums.
I got that auto-tune on my thumbs.
On my thumbs.
Hey, we rapping on the show. We rapping on the show. It's the worst, guys. You know how it goes.
Free smoke.
Yo. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is the worst, guys.
Wake up.
Never forget. We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.